Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Pregame Daily back with you on a Sunday morning, getting you set for the Braves and Padres rubber match of this three-game series. He's Chris Domino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. And Chris, for as much as we talked about earlier in this homestand about the Braves picking up one of their best wins of the year yesterday, fair to say one of the more improbable wins we've seen all season?
Yes. Take it. Put it in your back pocket and get ready to play early baseball today.
Yeah.
Look, there are games that you just say, oh, that. I remember that. There was a little bit of that in the last couple of years. There were those moments where you just said, I'm not so sure. Do you believe people tuned out? I do.
Sure.
I believe people had Saturday evening stuff that maybe they got to thinking, okay, this one is done. And it wasn't. Good guys find a way to win.
And it's guys like Marcell Ozuna, Austin Riley coming up with big-time knocks there in that eighth inning.
I think it was three guys that we talked about yesterday, specifically yesterday, said, what are they doing? What are you going to do? And it happened. We had talked about the bottom of the lineup really putting up middle of the lineup type numbers and the middle of the lineup being non-existent. Well, it was nice to see that two of the three guys that we talked about specifically did things late.
Yeah. For Marcell Ozuna, he picks up his first home run since he faced these guys out in San Diego earlier this season back on the 17th. But I think one moment in that eighth inning that probably won't get talked about nearly enough is Adam Duvall coming off the bench and drawing a really tough walk.
Third guy.
Yeah.
He's the third guy. We had talked about Riley, Ozuna, and Adam Duvall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all had moments.
You need it. Yeah. I mean, it was long overdue.
Yeah.
It was overdue where you go, the guys that you rely on to run produce, score runs because they're on base, drive in runs because they're doing something when somebody is on, they really hadn't done it. You gave frightening numbers yesterday. As good as the bottom of the lineup numbers were, 7, 8, 9, I literally said if you put that into the middle, you go, okay, I'll take that all day long.
Yeah.
Middle of the lineup was worse than the bottom of the lineup, quite honestly, had been at times this year. So that's just, it's not easy to win baseball games when your bigger name guys, your heart of the order guys are not doing something. And I like the idea that, is it a day off or is it not a day off? When you're going to sit, are you going to sit? Mm-hmm. Push the button. And remember, they're shorthanded without Ronald Acuna. So you have that, well, is it really a day off for somebody who's getting a day off? The answer is probably not, because you really can't play with even a smaller roster.
The bad news was we haven't seen Ronald Acuna since Tuesday.
Yeah.
The good news, MRI comes back clean yesterday. Sigh of relief across Braves country. Snit said after the game he will not need to go on the injured list. Doubt we see him today. One more day of treatment. Fingers crossed. Maybe he's in there tomorrow night, game one in Milwaukee. Would that be probably the best case scenario at this point?
I guess. The lineup has not come out yet. We're doing this morning. Early game, obviously, for Braves fans. The lineup has not come out. I'm guessing no. The good news, no problem, no IL.
Yeah.
It'll end up being, what, 5 days without him being available if he does play tomorrow? 6 days, maybe. If he does get in the lineup tomorrow, I don't expect to see him today.
6 days, 5 games. They did have that day off.
That's
so at least you had the day off that benefits you. But again, we were talking about it. If this thing went another day or two, you almost have to IL him because you just can't afford to keep playing short. Think about it like this. Yesterday, your bench was Adam Duvall and Orlando Arcia.
And Duvall, you wanted to, I think, give the day off. Yeah. But then you had a moment where you push a button, as we like to say. Even in the DH world, you still have the availability for pinch hitting because you were shorter and then you wanted to do something. The Duvall at bat becomes a big one. And Ozuna and Riley, no doubt about it. It was just good to see a game where you go, I'm not so sure this is going to end well. Mm-hmm. It ended very well.
Hey, I know some folks were saying after last season, Kenley Jansen's done.
Yeah.
He's washed up. He's old. His best days are behind him. I don't know about you, man, but what we've seen from Kenley this year, he looks as fresh as ever. This guy has been terrific for the Braves in the back of the pen.
What's interesting is when you do a one-year deal with a guy like this, and you paid him, mm-hmm. I mean, Kenley Jansen got paid.
Yeah.
Allegedly, he wanted a 3-year deal. It was not going to happen that way. You get a 1-year deal. I've always liked the second-year option in case he gives you something and you go, okay, how do we actually maybe make this last? Now, maybe at the end of the year, you're just going to go like this and say, okay, one and done. Thank you very much. But if he pitches like this, he's going to be closing for somebody.
Yeah.
Would you still have an opportunity? Well, does he like it here? Is the offer fair? Does he realize he's still going to be the closer, not the eighth inning guy? All those factors come into play. Look, you also had a guy here in town who said, I'll be eighth inning.
Yeah.
You know, I'll raise my hand. If you get Kenley Jansen over here and he proves he's supposed to be the closer, what the hell do I care?
Yeah.
And I do think that that was something that Jansen appreciated. He knows he has a chance at a ring. When you're coming from the Dodgers, you don't want to go to the Pirates. They're not going to pay you. Kansas City's not going to pay you. There's only a handful of teams that need a closer. They're going to pay you real closer money. Did they give him 16?
Yeah, it was $16
million. $16 million for 1 year. I would have liked a second-year option, which would have been a team option, only because if it goes well, I'd like to be able to kick that in. If he likes it enough here and you're fair and it goes well for the rest of the year, there's a possibility he's here again next year.
Yeah. Well, and it's only middle of May, so obviously we're looking way too far into the future. But also consider this. Will Smith's money will come off the books at the end of this year as well, so that will free up some more flexibility if they wanted to give him another 1 year and potentially an option as well.
Somebody was asking me about Spencer Strider as a closer, and I said, oh, boy, he's got a big arm.
Yeah.
But might he be more valuable someplace else? Now, if I didn't have Jansen walks away, Smith is, you know, he walks away. Is that an option? Yeah. How do I get him ready for that? How do I know that he's, I think he was only drafted in 2020, so he's a youngish guy in terms of major league experience. He has next to none. Would you trust a team that's supposed to contend with a guy like that? The good news is it would be a lot less expensive than going out and buying a closer again, but you're not really sure if A, he's going to hold up, B, he's got the mentality for it, and all the other things that come into play. I don't mind paying a closer. I just got to make sure that I get the performance out of it. That money's really well spent, but I've seen and you've seen with a lot of teams that closer money goes out the window. When it's not going well, it really blows up.
See 2015 when the Braves made all those moves prior to the season and got rid of Craig Kimbrell. Let me give you another wrinkle to that. Spencer Strider, would you rather have him one inning at a time or do you want to see him in the rotation?
I know.
I kind of lean towards the rotation.
I do too. We've seen him go four innings this year. We've seen him throw over 50 pitches. Mm-hmm. And we had asked, do you stretch him out? If the back end of my rotation is not going to be, if Charlie Morton's walking away, I've got an open spot.
Yeah.
You know, if Charlie Morton really does retire, I've got an open spot. To me, to try to get an opportunity to win it, if I believe that's where he's best suited, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just think that people get enamored with an arm that big, and they see a guy that probably can get up and down a few times a week, and you think about him as a closer, but it's also where am I getting the most value out of him? Bang for your buck as a closer, if it worked, that would be incredible. But you can also, for $585,000, have a starter who might have stuff that's not back-end stuff. You're just putting him back there because he's young.
Yeah.
Maybe you actually you squeeze every dollar out of him as a starter, and then you get him comfortable in that role for years to come.
Conversations to have for, obviously, later on down the road this season, off-season as well. As far as today is concerned, we got Braves and brunch. Is that what we're calling it? Braves and breakfast? What are we going with here today?
I'm not really sure. I do find it funny that, you know, I'm certainly up most mornings, and you're up early doing stuff where guys around here are going, my God, this is so early.
Oh, I'm tired.
Yeah, it's almost, you know, it's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
When you have kids, 9 o'clock is not early. It's kind of late. When you do morning radio, 8 o'clock is not early. Mm-hmm. It just kind of is. I do find it funny that a few hours can absolutely wreck the lives of 20-year-olds.
Must be
20-somethings.
Nice. Look, I'll say this. I slept till almost 8 o'clock this morning. Almost 8 o'clock. That feels like noon from when I was in college. I mean, that's sleeping in when you have two kids. So it is cute. But you know what? You brought the bagels. I brought the donuts.
Yeah.
We'll take care of these young guys. We'll get them taken care of. Look, they can go to bed early tonight if that's the case. If they need to catch up on sleep, go to bed at 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah,
don't stay up all night drinking.
They don't need to because they don't have to get up early tomorrow. This
right.
is a one-off. This is a Sunday one-off. I do look around at guys in their 20-somethings and I go, really? Really? This is problematic for you, is it?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hopefully the Braves actually do something today. Look, exciting. Yes, no doubt about it. I can take a 5-1 easy one if that's what you want to do to get on a plane and go up to Milwaukee and a good series against another good baseball team coming up tomorrow.
And this is a good matchup today. Joe Musgrove has been really good for San Diego. He's 4-0 with entering play today. Kyle Wright, big start for him. Just seeing how he bounces back. And I'm not saying this is a make-or-break outing, but I'm really curious to see how he bounces back after arguably his worst start in a long, long time.
Yeah, so what do you do? You know, we talk about it all the time. What does a guy do in his ability to put it in his back pocket and forget about it? We'll find out from Kyle Wright at least a little bit today. It is a good lineup. I don't know. It is interesting. I don't know what San Diego's going to do. In terms of a lineup today. I don't know if anybody's going to get a day off. I don't know if we're going to see somebody pick up the DH role who's normally in the field just to get him off his feet.
Yeah.
Because it is it's not a late night, early morning turnaround, but it's still kind of a wacky schedule this week. three different start times with an 11:30. They are a West Coast team, which does make it a little bit different from them. I will not be surprised if we maybe see a little bit something. That Sunday lineup for San Diego, well, I don't know what it is. I don't know if we're going to see the lineup that we saw yesterday afternoon.
I agree with you. And look, if we want to feel sorry for anybody, let's feel sorry for our colleagues on the Padres radio network that have to be on the air calling a baseball game at 8:30 in the morning. If there's anybody to feel sorry for, if they've got to get up at 5:30, 6 a.m. out there in the Pacific time zone, that's who we'll feel sorry. I'm not feeling sorry for Keith and Cam walking around the office today.
Yeah, I didn't want to name any names. Obviously, you just did that. But, yeah, those would be the 20-somethings who all of a sudden look around and they're not really sure, why at 9 o'clock am I doing something? Well, because it's called work, as I like to tell everybody I can, because it's called work.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin and I will be back. Series opening up tomorrow. We'll find out if Ronald Acuña, if he's not in the lineup today, is he available to pinch hit? Can he pull a Duval today? Yeah. We'll see. And if not, if he doesn't play at all, Snit will address it, and I'm sure they're ready to say if he's not going on the IL, he will be good to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
If he misses today, I'm assuming with no IL stint, that he will be in the lineup tomorrow.
I would assume that as well. And if he's not, then you've got to think about an IL.
Yeah, well, then I think people have been fudging me.
Yeah.
Then I think people have actually been kind of okie-dokie-ing us. Yeah. Not because the MRI didn't come back clean, but because you want to give him more time. 5 days into what would have been an IL stint, you're halfway there. Do you shut him down and wait till the next weekend to get this thing started again with Ronald Acuña? All right, Kevin and I will be back. Don't forget the Braves. We got divisional games coming up in the not-too-distant future. Looking forward to that. Bryce Harper continues to roll in Los Angeles. And there are some other things going on with the Mets. We talked about closers. The Mets have got themselves, you want to talk about coming back from the dead. He has rolled the rock over up in New York. And one of the reasons the Mets are winning, they hit the ball hard, no doubt, but they're closing as well as the Braves are right now, which will make this division even more interesting when you have older guys with experience, closing out for the entirety of 162. We'll see who holds up and perhaps who doesn't. All right, want to thank Hooters for being a part of this. Maybe it's a Hooters day for these guys later. I'll leave a card if they want to get lunch after bagels and donuts, and that makes them a little bit happier and gets them a little bit more peppy. We'll leave the Hooters card today, and Hooters can actually be picked up, delivered, Hooters.com, with golf going on, certainly the majors with the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, baseball, UFC. If they're playing it, Hooters is showing it. Just ask a server, ask a bartender, and they will put a game on for you on the bigger TVs, newer TVs. Hooters brings you Braves Daily podcast every day.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.